Let us all join our voices together in the use of hymn 150. Let worldly minds the world pursue, it hath no charms for me. Our brother Dan Kasiak to take us to the throne of grace. Brother Dan.
Our dear Father, which art in heaven, again we desire to approach thee in prayer at this time to thank thee for thy many blessings, for thy many favors. We thank thee for this occasion that lies before us of being able to witness this symbol of water baptism of our dear brother Leonard. We thank thee that this means to us the fulfillment of thy plans and thy purposes of calling out a people for thy name. And we pray that thy blessing might be with our brother as he has entered into a new relationship with thee as thy son, that thy help and thy guidance and direction, thy wisdom, thy understanding might ever be with him to encourage and to instruct him, teach him in a way that he should walk, that thy grace and thy strength might help him in his various experiences he might have as a son of thine, that he might ever look to thee, be encouraged and strengthened from thy word of truth, that it might be his constant guide and comfort in his every time of need. We would continue to pray on his behalf that throughout his life he might strive to serve thee in spirit and in truth and walk in harmony with thy will. We would continue to pray also for the fulfillment of thy plans and thy purposes and thy will in every way. We would look to thee, continue to thank and praise thee, and ask all things through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Now let us continue with the use of hymn 47. We'll sing all four verses, at which time Brother Arthur Lidwinka will descend into the baptismal font. 47.
Jesus is
Now let us turn to 134. Jesus, I my cross have taken, and we'll sing only the first verse. At the end of that verse, my brother Arthur Lidwinka will immerse the candidate. While we're singing, may the candidate come down into the baptismal font. Let us continue to sing the second verse while the candidate exits. Our brother Arthur Lidwinka to conclude this service, although we will continue to sing by prayer.
Our most kind Holy Father in heaven, it is our privilege again to come before thee and address thee as our Father. We thank thee for the many blessings that thou hast showered upon us, the most precious truth. By your Son who died on our behalf. We thank thee for all the many helps that thou hast given us through the pen of thy wise and faithful servant. Now, Father, we would ask a special blessing upon our brother Leonard. Guide him, direct him, that he may prove his worthiness unto thee. And Father, we thank thee for the opportunity that the remainder of us here have in renewing our consecration to thee. That we may follow in the footsteps of that beautiful pattern that thou hast given us, your beloved Son. And may we be faithful to the end. And these cares and things we do ask into thy keeping, in Jesus' most holy and precious name, we always pray. Amen.
Let us continue to sing the remaining verses of 134.
Soon my rest will serve.
Now turn to hymn 191, Not My Own, But Saved by Jesus, all three verses. Service by the use of 259, Savior, thy dying love thou gavest me. At the end of the last verse, we'd like to have Brother Craig Chamberlain come forward and ask a blessing upon the temporal portion that awaits us when we return, and a blessing upon the conclusion of this service. Brother Craig. Dear kind, gracious Heavenly Father, hallowed be thy precious name. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank thee for the day that thou hast given us, especially for the opportunity we have just had of seeing one of our own immersed. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that thou would help Brother Leonard in his consecration, that someday he may hear, "Well done, thy faithful servant." To that end, dear Heavenly Father, we ask that thou would help each and every one of us make our calling and election sure, that calling an election sure as soon as possible.
Dear Heavenly Father, as we come down closer and closer to the completion of the church, each and every one is so precious in thy sight, for it means there is one more closer to making that number complete. Dear Heavenly Father, we also thank thee for the opportunity of sharing this day with so many brethren. Dear Heavenly Father, we also ask a blessing upon the temple provisions that give us strength that we might enjoy these spiritual things. Dear Heavenly Father, we also ask a blessing upon all our brethren the world over, that each and every one may gain a deeper appreciation and insight into thy plans and purposes. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank thee especially for the gift of thy precious Son, for without him none of this would be possible. And we ask all things through him, asking forgiveness when we fall short, and remembering always that we want thy will and not ours to be done. Amen.
Now let us return as quickly as we can to our convention hall.